This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
Welcome back on this hot afternoon. Right now we are looking at, the temperature is up to 93 degrees, but that is where our temperature sensor is in the rain-cooled area. Otherwise, you're looking at near 100. We've had a few showers out there, but it's just going to make it steamy, I think, this afternoon. Where we have had a few showers, it's going to warm up before sunset tonight, which means, of course, we're in the long, hot summer days, but that also means some of the great produce is coming in right now. Janie, pull that microphone right there real close to you. Janie Becker is joining us, the Farmers Market Manager, and she brought an old friend by here today, too. Rebecca Norman joining us from the local extension office. Janie, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, how did you talk Rebecca into coming by?
Oh, I just pulled her arm a little, and she came all along with me, so... Glad to be here.
Well, you have to be, we were talking about this earlier, you have to kind of be a jack of all trades, I guess, to be an extension. Is that part of the prerequisite?
I believe so. Know how to have a good time and enjoy working with the public.
Well, you know, I've always thought if Mitchell Moat can do it, if he can pull it off for this many years, you know, others should be able to.
You made a crack at him last time when I was in here. So.
He's not here to defend himself.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I'll make sure he knows.
Yes. But be sure to pass that along to him. Janie, tell us about some of the great things coming in right now. I mentioned that it's hot, but that also means that gardens are coming in. So I guess that's a great thing.
Right. Well, we've got some of the highlights of midsummer produce. We've got tomatoes, we've got green beans, all sorts of summer squashes, zucchini, blueberries are in. We're on kind of the tail end of some wild blackberries, which are kind of a delicacy for a lot of folks. But some of the melons are even starting to come in, watermelons and cantaloupes. So a little bit of everything out there.
That sounds sweet a
corn,
little early,
sweet
too.
Corn. We have one grower, Emmett Mimble, who does some special techniques, and he gets them. It's certified and approved. He is the grower, but
wow.
They're coming in already. So,
well, that's my favorite time of the year,
right?
When those melons come in, there's nothing like a good sweet watermelon or
right.
cantaloupe. But you said sweet corn is coming in
as
well.
It is, and it's starting to come in droves. It trickles in a little bit from those early planters, and now it's really rolling in. So,
what will we see in the next few weeks? Is that the norm here for the next month or so?
It is. A few things will start coming in more. Peppers will start to pick up. Okra will be coming in more. It's just very, very early okras coming on. Some of your field peas, purple hull peas, some of your shellers are going to start to come in as well. So,
with the rain that we had in May and June, it was pretty wet, even though it was fairly warm. Are we going to see the fruits of that labor, if you will, coming up?
Well, it's been kind of a mixed year.
Yeah.
May was very, very wet, and then July just kind of, a lot of folks suffered from a drought. So they've really flip-flopped. Hopefully, some folks are having great harvests with different specific crops, but some are just delayed and going back and forth.
Well, I've heard some farmers who have had trouble actually getting their crops in the ground.
Because it's been mushy, right?
Yeah.
It's been too wet lately, so one extreme to the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, how are you in part of your multitasking, I guess, with Extension? How are you involved with the farmers market?
Well, part of my job responsibility is resource development, and that involves helping producers or growers have a place to market their produce. Because if you think about it, what they're growing has to be sold now. It can wait. They've got to have a place to sell their produce. And we know our public loves to be able to buy directly from a grower. It is great to be able to talk to someone and ask them how they planted, what are they growing, when do they expect it to be in, about the differences between different varieties and cultivars. And these people, when you're talking directly with the grower, they can tell you all about it. They can give you tips on how to cook it and what's sweet, what lettuces are sweeter, and what are kind of spicy, all those details that are hard to get elsewhere. And so that's what I love to do, is to be able to work with Janie and put those together, put the public together with the growers.
You know, that's what you can't get when you buy it anywhere else.
Exactly.
You know, they touch it with their own hands, and they know exactly where it is, what they planted, and all the intricate
yes.
details that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah. And just for example, the market opens at 6 in the mornings. Well, that afternoon and that evening before the market, I can guarantee, I can tell you where they are. They're in the field and they're picking. And they're
until 9 or 10 o'clock,
yes.
a lot of them in these summer months.
Yes.
This is this is crunch time for them. Yes. They work all the time. Mm-hmm.
Last week, Janie and I were making visits because we do go and verify that our grower, the people selling in our market are growing. So one day last week, we took all day and we were visiting some of these folks. And it was interesting. Late in the afternoon, I guess it was maybe 4:15, 4:30, we drove by one place and happened to see her out. What was she doing? She was picking for the next market day. Mm-hmm. So
her husband was cleaning, and yeah. She was picking. Yeah. It was an endless cycle.
You know, that's so neat to hear that this still goes on in this area. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, of course, we are a larger county, and sometimes we are losing some of our maybe our rural roots, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to know that there are still people out there who are going the extra mile to produce.
Mm-hmm. Grocery stores kind of make it seem like magic; it just appears in front of you,
right. And
you don't think a lot about the effort that goes into it.
So. And particularly the seasonality of the vegetables and fruits. We're used to buying just about everything when we want it.
Right.
But if we're dealing with growers, we've got to understand the growing seasons. Mm-hmm. So at least growers in our area,
sure.
We've got to understand when things come in.
Well, I mean, it's always at the grocery store, but you know, if it's not the season for tomatoes, you're thinking this doesn't really even taste like one,
yeah.
You know, so and you don't know where it came from. But that's what's great about the local farmers market. But Janie, what happens when it's not the season for tomatoes and you really would like something with local tomatoes? I mean, is that where the canning comes in?
That's where food preservation comes in. One idea is to change your menu so that you're eating more seasonally. But another option is to plan ahead and put some of your food away and can or freeze. We've had a couple of canning classes at the market this year, and we don't have any more planned at the moment, but we'll be sure to let you know when we do.
Sure.
Drying is also a good way to store your food.
Now, we talk a lot about, you know, vegetables, but you did say something about blueberries a minute ago. Are fruits pretty big at the farmer's market as well?
Oh, they are. They're a big draw. So peaches, there's a few local peach producers. We don't have a huge volume of local peaches. That's another thing that a lot of folks don't understand. That Tennessee is not great peach country.
It's not the peach state, is it?
No, it is not, for a good reason. Well, those late frosts nip them in the bud, literally. So, but we are known for great berry production as far as blueberries. Strawberries earlier in the spring, we have had great crops this spring. Blackberries, some raspberry growers. So apples, we're a great area for apples. So
really?
If you're looking for fruit trees for your yard, go for apples instead of peaches.
Apples. What about pears? I hear a lot about pears.
Pears okay. are fairly easy to maintain, mm-hmm. and generally prolific or very mm-hmm. full of fruit. Mm-hmm.
And call the extension office because we can even recommend varieties that perform well here in our part of Tennessee.
Right.
Versus some, other areas.
Yeah, and some are more disease resistant to some of the disease issues we have in this part of the country.
What if you have a brown thumb and not a green thumb? I mean, are they, can
be
you help?
Be good friends with our office. We'll help you any way we can.
And come to the farmer's market when you had a rough year in the
exactly.
orchard.
Yeah.
We're talking to Janie Becker, who is the farmer's market manager, and Rebecca Norman with the UTTSU Extension Office. Rebecca, you mentioned about you go out and you meet these producers just to, you know, check in, make sure that they are local producers that are showing up at the farmer's market. But what does this mean economically for them? Obviously, it's a way for them to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And until you actually grow something, it's hard to really comprehend and understand how much hard work is involved in it, and the expense in seed and fertilizer, all those things that you've got to do to get a nice crop to either eat or sell. So it's important for them to have a place to sell their life's work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we've already talked about today, they've got to sell it now.
And
it's a perishable product.
It's not only eating, but you know, you grow to produce to make a living with this.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to know how much it costs per, you know, to know how to sell your product so you actually make a profit, mm-hmm. and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you all help out with some of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is
yes.
that something?
That's part of what the market does.
Yes.
If I can interject,
really,
because we're putting the farmer directly with the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
When you sell in a wholesale fashion, if you're selling to grocery stores or shipping farther away, you have a middleman in there and your costs continually get chipped away at. Here we keep the money more locally in the Middle Tennessee area, mm-hmm. so that those dollars are spent right back.
And if you think, if you're dealing with seasonal items, they've got a limited time frame to get their cash flow, to get their money in.
Sure.
And so we are working with producers, and we've got quite a few growers now that are working towards growing methods where they can extend their season, where they can push the envelope a little bit and get vegetables to the consuming public earlier in the year or later in the season. And so that is where they're using tunnel houses and different things like that, covering things with plastic. And it just helps them extend that season, extend their cash flow, and plus give fresh produce
and
to folks.
Not only that, but you have to have quite a bit of money up front to be able to buy the plants, to buy the fertilizer.
Yes.
And that's definitely out of season, mm-hmm. because it's coming mm-hmm. right before springtime. Mm-hmm. Talking about all of this, that kind of makes me wonder about the Pick Tennessee products. I guess, I don't know how long ago it was started, but I remember Pick Tennessee products, and remember it's Tammy Allgood, I think, who will use some recipes and be on talk shows and different things and really promote buying Tennessee products. And that has to help local producers as well, just that branding.
It does. It really does. They have a very active website that will help you select producers from that are close to your home, from CSAs to trying to find goat milk or trying to find a blueberry or fresh eggs. They will help you find the farm that's most convenient to you and put you directly in contact with the farmer. And that's at picktn.org. You can find all that information. This Friday, they've been around for 25 years.
Is that right? It's been that long.
So that'd be 1986. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary right now. And they are doing that with a farmers market tour across the state, and Rutherford County Farmers Market is fortunate to be one of those. And we will host them this Friday. Tammy Allgood will be giving a presentation and doing some cooking demonstrations and talking about her new cookbook and giving some pointers on shopping at farmers markets.
It is hard to believe it's been 25 years. Well, that was our bicentennial year, I guess, back in 1986. So I'm not sure if that's why it was started during that time or not, but Pick Tennessee Products has been a very successful campaign. It has really helped producers all across the state of Tennessee, and just the marketing that goes behind that. What kind of response have you gotten from local producers about the awareness and having this farmers market? Maybe since the change from Cannonsburg, I mean, things have just really changed in the last 5-10 years here.
They love the comfort of it.
Yeah.
We've been at the new facility since 2009, and there's no more sleeping overnight trying to scrounge to get a spot. They know they're going to have a booth stall. Seasoned vendors can count on that. So those who are really there all the time supporting the market have the ability to reserve a spot and not have to sleep in their truck, which we don't want our farmers to have to sleep in their trucks to be able to sell to us. It's a much cooler place. You're out of the weather. Even though we do keep it open air by having all the doors open, it's still you're sheltered in some sense and still have the airflow in the other.
Well, so. And if they're out till 9 or 10 o'clock at night and then have to go and sleep in their truck all night,
you want them to be yeah. alert on the road when they're pulling into the market
certainly.
At 4 a.m.
Wow, that's amazing. Any other events that are coming up at the farmers market?
Yes, and I want to mention that the Pick TN event, Tammy Allgood will be speaking at 9 a.m. I don't think I mentioned that
okay.
detail.
Now, is it, pardon the interruption here, but where will she be? I mean, will
she'll actually be, most of the events that we have at the market, we set up in the classroom, in the community center. This event's a little different. She's going to actually speak over the farmer's market. She's going to set up in the main large area where the vendors are.
Oh, okay.
We'll just block off a couple of normal booth spaces, and she'll set up, I think, on a riser or something.
Very good.
Amidst the crowd.
And so that'll be at 9 o'clock when
she
does that.
At 9 o'clock this Friday. And then next week, the 19th and 22nd, the Tuesday and Friday, we have another cooking class with April McKinney. She's a professional food demonstrator and has had a couple classes at the market that have been very successful, very popular, where she goes over cooking methods and gives out lots of tips on a few different recipes, fun ways to present them. And then August 5th, we have our part of our First Friday series with the Rutherford County Master Gardeners, showing folks how to make hypertufa planters. It's a kind of a rustic sort of make your own large concrete planters. And then again in August, we have another cooking class. You can check us out on Facebook to get some more details on that.
Those master gardeners are amazing, aren't they?
They are. They're fantastic, reliable volunteers for us.
Now that's who you need to go to if you have a brown thumb.
There you go.
right. And they are at the market every day. Every day they show up at 7. They have a concessions booth now that proceeds go to the 4-H scholarship fund. So it goes to a good cause. You can ask all your plant questions and have some coffee and good conversation at the same time.
In terms of farmers market, someone may be listening here for the first time and have never been, and give us the details. When is the farmers market? What are the hours? When is the best produce there at the market?
Well, we open at 6 o'clock formally, but we have folks there at 5 a.m. I'm sorry. Yes, we're open from Tuesdays and Fridays from 6 to 11. Early is the best pickings, and there's no way around that. But most people keep pretty well stocked. They plan to have enough to last the whole market. So, but we're open from that schedule Tuesday, Friday from 6 to 11 a.m. until the end of October. And this year we have a special change to our schedule, a special addition to our schedule. In November and December we're actually going to start a Sunday afternoon market from 2 to 5 p.m.
Oh, wow.
And try that up until the week before Christmas. So see how that would go on.
So what goes on during that time?
Well, that's part of what Rebecca mentioned earlier, trying to help producers see ways to extend their season so they can stretch that out a little bit longer and keep us in fresh produce. And we'll also have things like poinsettias, some seasonal gifts like that. We're still working out some of the details,
sure.
but check us out in November. We'll be there.
Well, we'll have to talk about that a little later on. It's kind of hard to think about poinsettias, and it's 99 degrees outside. But that time is just around the corner. Well, good luck with the events this Friday, and it's every Tuesday, Friday, right on through.
That's it. We don't skip one.
Catch up with you in the and maybe early fall or before the summer's over with anyway, and talk a little bit about the November and December extended schedule, if you will, too.
That sounds great.
Very good. Janie, thanks for being here again.
Thank you, Brian.
Rebecca, always good to see you, too.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Janie Becker, the Farmers Market Manager, and Rebecca Norman from the UTTSU Extension Service talking about the local Farmers Market here on Rutherford Issues. We'll take a break and wrap things up when we come back.